And this is the Michael Slate Show, as I told you, and I'm Michael Slate, and we're coming to you on KPFK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, and we're going to keep coming to you from that, all right? Because that's actually, this station is one of the main, is one of the things that we cannot let go. Now, our next guest is Peter Richards, who is directing a play with the poetic title, A Public Reading of an Unproduced Screenplay About the Death of Walt Disney. So, listen, Peter, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so let's jump, you know, because it's I'm thinking about this and I was reading some of the stuff that you've done and I've seen some of the stuff that you've done, you know, and you're looking at this and it's like, you know, yet you're an actor, a creative director. Lucy Pollock sent me a long list of the projects you've done and, you know, I think two struck me. He basically directed Chekhov, the Seacole on a Farm in Maine, and you directed a staging of Julius Caesar with a masked Greek chorus. I wanted to be there, man. Okay, you should have had me there. I could have done that. Anyway, let's jump into this, okay? So right now, you're doing some pretty good stuff here. So let's jump into this. How did you discover this play that we're talking about and what it's about?
So I first came across this script. I read it back in 2013, and I saw the world premiere production of it in New York City at Soho Rep, and I just loved the script. It's Lucas Nape is a really amazing playwright. He's written a couple of plays that have been on Broadway, one called Hillary and Clinton, and another one called A Doll's House Part 2. And this script, his use of language is just really mesmerizing. I mean, it's elliptical, repetitive, poetic, really musical. The experience of the play is as much about the sound as it is about the storytelling and the visual aspect. And the structure of the play is fascinating. I mean, it's in the title. It's a reading of a screenplay. And the screenplay is written by a fictional version of Walt Disney, and it's about he's dying, so he's interested in sort of telling his own story before he goes out, and it's a group of actors who have gotten together to do a reading of this screenplay, and the dialogue is this fast paced. Kind of fragmented dialogue that's highly poetic and really, really unique. So, yeah, when I first read the script, I was just fascinated by it. And I thought, you know, I grew up here in Southern California, and I thought that that the story would really resonate here here in L.A. So that's what drew me to it.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, and I think people really need to want to know, a little bit more about this, you know, because I think it's very important to people to understand the kind of work that you're doing. And you know, look, I'm from the generation that watched the Disney show Sunday nights and saw this friendly looking guy with a sense of humor. And when we grew up, you know, we had little Mouseketeer hats and all these other things that made us look not nuts, but we were actually, it did something to our understanding of the world. And I think now when I'm from that generation that watched these shows and saw this friendly looking guy with a sense of humor, when we grew up, we learned other things. He was friendly with all kinds of pro-Nazi movements that were particularly strong right here in Los Angeles. He welcomed the Nazi filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl to his studio just a month after Kristallnacht. You know, let's talk about this because the playwright Luca Nath stated, it's not a bioplay. What's being dramatized here is the idea of Walt Disney. What do you think about that? What do you think that means?
So the playwright Lucas Nath, he's exactly right. So this is a fictional version of Walt Disney, and one of the things that he's really interested in is creating a kind of tension between the idea of Walt Disney that audience members are going to bring into the show, into the theater, in their own head, by virtue of the fact that Disney himself is so famous, and we all have seen Disney movies, and we know a little bit about Walt Disney the person, and so we have this idea of who this celebrity is in our own head, and we're going to bring that version to the theater, and then we're going to be confronted by the playwright's version of Walt Disney, which is going to be very different than the version that's in our head. And Nate calls this stereoscopic theatricality. So a stereoscopic image is an image that's created from taking two separate images of the same object that are taken from two different angles. And then when you combine those images, the final image gives a sense of greater depth. And so Lucas Nath is calling sort of what he's doing in this play stereoscopic theatricality by creating this tension between these two ideas of Walt Disney. And he's done this, interestingly, in a number of plays that he's written. He wrote plays about Hillary Clinton. He wrote a play about Isaac Newton, Anna Nicole Smith, and also Walt Disney. So it's something that he really likes to do.
Yes, he definitely does. And I want to, we're running up on our time, but I want to get a couple things in. And I think it's, you know, one of the things that you've talked about is finally getting back to the title here. All right, that there have been many plays within a play. Shakespeare did it a number of times, including in Hamlet. But a reading of a play within a play, this has got to be a first, okay? At least I think it is. But the play, but the playwright Lucas Nath is unknown, or is known for unique approaches that are somewhat, that are some of his other works. What are some of his other works?
So perhaps his most well-known work is a play called A Doll's House Part Two, which he wrote as a kind of sequel to the classic play A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen. And famously, at the end of that play, the protagonist of that play walks out on her family. She leaves her husband and her daughter. Because she lives a very oppressive life in a very traditional kind of arrangement, and she wants to be independent, and so she kind of shuts the door and leaves her family. And so his play imagines what would happen if she showed up at the door of her family 20 years later, and her daughter's all grown up but didn't know her, and her husband is bitter from her leaving. So it's a kind of sequel to that famous play, A Doll's House. And then, you know, he also wrote this play about called Hillary and Clinton, which was on Broadway, about Hillary and Bill Clinton, which, again, similar to this play, is not supposed to represent the real life people, but Lucas is interested in getting at other questions through an investigation of these sort of larger than life characters that we all know.
You know, and actually, I think we have time for maybe one more quick thing, which I think, you know, look, this whole point of this is, you know, the playwright Lucas basically stated it's not a bioplay. It's what's being dramatized in is the whole idea. It's the idea of Walt Disney, you know. And I think that's something I remember, you know, when I first came out to the West Coast, even as I was someone who was fighting off the system and all this other stuff, but I still found myself, oddly enough, attracted to, what's going on over here, and finding that, you know, because that's what we were trained in and as kids. And when I, you know, when we were trained to actually love, not, you know, all the stuff that they put out on us, that has been put out time after time after time, telling us what a great world it is, and then we end up seeing what it really is. And a lot of times people don't understand what the purpose of that is, or what's the outcome of that. So can you give us just a quick, unfortunately it's just a short period of time, but can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, what's happening there, what happened, and then we'll have to just split. All right.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, this what you brought up, this question of, you know, what is real and what is fake, and how do we get our understanding of what is real? I mean, one episode that's dramatized in the play is this kind of urban legend about lemmings. I mean, we've all had the sort of insult of, you know, you're doing something like a lemming, meaning you're just following your friends, and you can do something so sort of stupid as jump off of a cliff and commit suicide just because your friends are doing that. We all know that lemmings, you know, run off cliffs in big groups. and they commit suicide together. That's kind of an urban legend. Well, it turns out that that is not true, and the reason why we think it's true is that the Disney Corporation produced a documentary called White Wilderness, and they showed lemmings jumping off of a cliff, and had a narration that suggested that they do this and commit suicide for their own reasons. But in fact, that was basically made up, and the folks who made the film helped the lemmings sort of run off the cliff so that they could film them doing something a lot more interesting than just hanging out. And so this urban legend has been embedded in many of our minds, but essentially it was faked so that we could have a very interesting documentary. So, you know, it's fascinating how these ideas get embedded in our minds. And Walt Disney is historically, you know, very powerful in terms of how it tells stories and transmits knowledge. And not all of it is 100% accurate.
Yeah, and not all of it is safe for humanity and other forms of life. these people are long, 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 long into fascism, basically, and that's something people should never forget. All right, now we're going to have to. I wish we could talk a little bit more. I'll have to get you on the show again, and we'll talk in a little bit more depth because there's a lot of stuff that I think really we need to talk about. All right, so Peter, thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
Wait a minute, hang on. Somebody's yelling something at me, and I can't figure out. We have 5 minutes.
Okay, all right. You can get.
No, go ahead, man.
I was just going to say you can get tickets for the play. Just want to give a quick plug.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
The play's being done at the Odyssey Theater, which is in West LA, and it's on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through May 1st. And the tickets can be bought at onstage411.com/Disney.
All right, say that one more time. Say that one more time so people can grab it.
onstage411.com/Disney.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Is where you can get tickets. And it's at the Odyssey Theater in West L.A., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through May 1st.
And it is a great play to see. You really got to see this, folks.
Yeah. I should say, though, one quick thing. I mean, the play is not intended to totally demonize Walt Disney. And
damn you! Go ahead.
It's a fictional version of it. So, you know, it doesn't really delve into all of the controversial aspects of how people feel about Disney. But.
All right, Peter. On that note, we're going to have to wrap up because the people are yelling at me. Get off the air! So, all right. So, thanks for everything you're doing. I look forward to seeing more of it. Take care. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. All right. This is the Michael Slate Show. And I'm Michael Slate. And that brings us to the end of yet another show. Now, I want to thank my guests, Merle Hoffman, Noche Diaz, and Peter Richards. I also want to thank my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and my engineer today, Wendell. And basically all of you for tuning in. If you want to write to me, you can at mslate@themichaelslateshow.com. Once again, that's mslate@themichaelslateshow.com. And I'll talk to you again next week, but keep on getting angry and standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to live like this, all right? And that's what we got. Talk to you next week.